What HCL tech will get out of Sarvam?
Crow, Zerodha, Angel One and Upstox get nod for US stocks.
No Telegram till NEET is done.
Big Basket CEO Hari Menon to step down. Amazon veteran Amit Nanda to take over.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're kicking off today's episode with two important conversations from the world of artificial intelligence. Money Control caught up with HCL Tech CEO C. Vijay Kumar and Sarvam AI founders Vivek Raghavan as well as Pratyush Kumar just hours after the big funding announcement of HCL Tech leading a $234 million round in Sarvam. And beyond the investment itself, the conversations offered a glimpse into how both companies see the future of AI unfolding, especially in India.
That's right. For HCL Tech, the partnership is about much more than investing in an AI startup. Vijay Kumar, in fact, told us that governments, enterprises, and regulated industries are increasingly looking for AI systems that can operate within their own environments while maintaining greater control over data and security.
He also said the future of enterprise AI is likely to be hybrid. In other words, companies may use private models for sensitive internal tasks while relying on larger frontier models for research and broader knowledge-based work.
And Vijay Kumar believes sovereign AI could become a significant growth opportunity, not only in India, but also in regions such as the Middle East, Africa, South America, where organizations may want locally relevant AI capabilities.
On the Sarvam side, founders Vivek and Pratyush said the company's next focus area is agentic AI for enterprises, systems that can automate workflows, write code, process documents, and complete tasks end to end.
The founders also said a large part of fresh capital will go towards building frontier larger models, expanding compute infra, and hiring top AI researchers and engineers. In fact, in Vivek Raghavan's words, bringing superstar talent into the company. Their ambition is to build frontier class AI systems from India while serving enterprises, governments, and consumers at scale.
So while the funding round made headlines, the bigger takeaway from both conversations is that the focus is now shifting towards building AI products, infrastructure, and agents that can operate at enterprise and national scale. Next up, SpaceX's blockbuster IPO may have created excitement globally, but Indian investors could soon find it much easier to participate in opportunities like that.
That's right. That's because India's top four brokerages, Grow, Zerodha, Angel One, and Upstox, have received approval from the GIFT City Authority to offer international investing and access to US stocks through their platforms. The rollout is expected over the next 2 to 3 months as companies complete testing and compliance requirements.
Now, some platforms are already active in this space. Dhan launched US stock investing last week, while InMoney, Smallcase, and HDFC Securities already offer international investing through direct access or partnerships. The timing is interesting. Global investor interest in AI-related companies has surged following the SpaceX IPO, and public offerings from companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are expected later this year.
For Indian investors, easier access to overseas markets means exposure to themes that are still relatively limited domestically, including AI, semiconductors, EVs, and space tech as well. And the potential audience is huge here. The top brokerages together have close to 3 crore active investors. So US markets account for roughly 70% of global market capitalization. And many investors are increasingly looking overseas for diversification and access to global tech trends.
From global investing to an app ban in India, the government has temporarily blocked access to Telegram ahead of the NEET UG re-examination as authorities step up efforts to prevent misinformation and cheating.
The restrictions will remain in place until June 22, while Telegram has also been directed to disable its message editing feature through June 30th. Now, officials describe the move as a measure of last resort.
According to government officials, the decision followed concerns raised by the National Testing Agency. Why? Because officials argued that removing individual channels was not enough to curb organized networks that were spreading fake question papers and also helping with paper leaks.
The agency said several Telegram channels were allegedly demanding payments ranging from a few thousand rupees to several lakh rupees from students and families by claiming they could provide access to exam papers. Now, authorities have repeatedly said such claims are fraudulent and urged candidates not to engage with them.
Major telecom operators, including Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone, have already begun blocking access to Telegram. Apple and Google have also removed the app from their app stores during the restriction period.
The move is also significant because India is Telegram's largest market. The platform says it has more than 1 billion monthly active users globally. But for now, the government's focus is on ensuring the re-examination takes place without misinformation disrupting the process. And finally, a big leadership change in India's online grocery and quick commerce sector.
That is correct. Big Basket co-founder Hari Menon has stepped down as CEO. The company has appointed Amit Nanda, who spent more than 11 years at Amazon, as its new chief executive.
Yes, the churn is continuing. The company also recently elevated Seshu Kumar Tirumala to the role of Chief Operating Officer as it continues to focus on operations and execution.
Menon and co-founder Vipul Parekh will continue on the board and remain involved in mentoring the company's leadership team. The transition comes at a time when competition in quick commerce remains intense, with players continuing to expand across cities and categories.
Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech3 podcast.